The death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi is back in the news in a number of ways this week. Turkey's foreign minister today called for a United Nations investigation into the killing, which happened in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last October. Khashoggi was a Washington Post columnist who was a critic of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman. And the New York Times reported yesterday that the Crown Prince told an aide in 2017 he would use a bullet on Khashoggi unless he returned to Saudi Arabia and stopped criticizing the Saudi government. And Khashoggi was mentioned in that Medium post by Amazon owner Jeff Bezos yesterday. Joining us now is Jim Walsh, here now security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And let's start with this New York Times report, which makes it clear that Prince Mohammed wanted Khashoggi dead. What do you make of it?
Well, at one level, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's the CIA issued a report where they concluded with medium to high confidence that he was responsible for the murder. Certainly, the circumstantial evidence is overwhelming. Now, whether we have a message where he says, I did it or not, the preponderance of evidence points in that direction, contrary to what the president said back in November. He said, well, the intelligence community has feelings about this. The CIA does not do feelings. The analysts don't do feelings. They do rigorous analysis. They vacuum up all the signals intelligence, and they render conclusions. And that conclusion seems to be sustained again and again.
But Saudi Arabia has continued to deny any involvement by the crown prince. The kingdom has indicted 11 people in connection with Khashoggi's death. There have been some court proceedings. We don't know a lot about them. Has the Trump administration done anything so far, taken any action to rebuke Saudi Arabia over this?
No. And Congress passed a bill back in the fall requiring that he report to Congress today. Today is the deadline. No one expects that to happen. I would say in other news, and we can't confirm this, but President Erdogan of Turkey has alleged that the Saudi government has killed off some of the 22 people who were involved in the operation. And certainly the head of the operation, the close advisor to the Crown Prince, is not one of those 11 people indicted.
And then there is this incredible connection to the Jeff Bezos story. So Khashoggi wrote for The Washington Post. Jeff Bezos says in this Medium post yesterday that AMI, the company that owns the National Enquirer, tried to blackmail him over an affair. And he said that AMI told him it would publish more texts and photos of Jeff Bezos if the Post didn't drop its investigation into Khashoggi's death.
Yeah, well, that certainly got the attention of federal prosecutors who are now opening up an investigation into the media company to see if they violated their cooperation deal. But you have to ask yourself, why would they do that? Why would the National Enquirer, rather than enriching themselves or seeking some other purpose, why would they seek to tamp down coverage of this event? And, without knowing, the hypotheses that leap to mind are either they have a Saudi connection or they're attempting to cover for the president.
Well, and it also, if you think about it in another way, we've talked about the fact that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, are very close, both young guys, very accomplished people, but very close people, that potentially that person who's very close to the president actually killed or, ordered the killing of an employee of Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, it gets sort of personal at that point. But let me say, this is horrific. And, the more details, the more gruesome it becomes. But I think it's also important to keep in mind the big picture. There are a couple of larger things going on here. As horrific and condemnable the murder was, Saudi Arabia has been engaged in a whole bunch of other stuff that's worse that no one paid attention to until the murder. The war in Yemen, the biggest humanitarian crisis on the planet, where Saudi Air Force is using American munitions to indiscriminately kill civilians, where they blockaded and prevented the UN from providing humanitarian relief at the time of a cholera outbreak when millions of people are on the brink of starvation. So that's bad. I mean, the murder is bad, and we should all be outraged by it. But there are larger things afoot that should raise concern, deep red flags about the direction of Saudi Arabia and raise questions. And I hate to say this, but raise questions about the relationship between the president and his intelligence community. I mean, if the president comes out and essentially lies about what the CIA is doing, that is not going to instill a lot of confidence in the agency.
The other thing that's interesting here is Saudi Arabia's big rival in the region is Iran. The president just the other day in the interview before the Super Bowl told CBS that he wanted to keep some troops in Iraq to keep an eye on Iran, something that the Saudis would love to have him do.
Yeah, he did that without contacting the Iraqis first. I would say normally in foreign policy is a good protocol. Before you announce you're going to keep a bunch of troops in a foreign country, you should probably talk to the foreign country first. But yes, that sounds like mission creep. That sounds to the Iranians like perhaps we're setting up for, you know, a military attack. So how is Iran going to respond to that as a threat? They're going to prepare for war.
Jim, one question real quick. Do you think that Mohammed bin Salman's job as crown prince is still in danger now?
I've always said all along that it's still more likely he'll survive this than not politically. Again, he's an autocrat. He's an absolute monarch, and he's got a ton of cash, and those two things are very powerful. But there will be an interim step after the king dies where the family gets together and has to decide, do we want to go in this direction? And that remains unclear.
Jim Walsh, Here Now security analyst. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now.